Thousands of school children, college students, and families are taking some amount of time off this week for spring break. For some, it's a chance to take a break from work or studies. But for others, spring break can be a challenge. For some students on free or reduced lunch, the absence of school means the absence of a meal. This week, a handful of restaurants in Fort Smith and vicinity are helping out donating lunches. Ken Kupchick is the Director of Marketing and Development for the River Valley Regional Food Bank in Fort Smith. I reached him at his office yesterday afternoon.
I guess it all began with the fact that we know there's free and reduced meals in school. And just recently, the government has enacted some summer meal programs. And in the Fort Smith area, only limited schools in Fort Smith and Van Buren and Crawford County in our area down here have those actual summer meals. And we went, what about these other kids? And just unfortunately, logistically, they're just too hard to serve, and they're left on their own. And the realization came through is if there's summer hunger, then there's even spring break hunger. In fact, not too long ago, the decision was made by the Fort Smith School District Representative Benny Gooden to keep schools open on a somewhat snowy day because he said, we realized that this was the only meal these kids were probably going to get was going to be the lunch they had at school. So with that, you know, hunger even for a day is unacceptable. And so we know, we think in our head, spring break, that's skiing, that's, you know, take your choice, the slopes or the beach. But these kids, it's not even so much that they're going where they're going to go. They know they're not going to have a spring break vacation. But unfortunately, it's a stressful time.
What are the logistics of the lunches? How is that happening now this week, this spring break?
Well, what we're doing, we picked local restaurateurs for the most part, or some businesses or nonprofit organizations in and around the area of the Windsor Branch. Windsor Branch has a tendency to serve a more lower profile clientele. And we knew from past experience in talking to Jennifer Goodson, the executive director of the library system here, that many kids spend their entire spring break at the library. And when I asked her, well, what do they do for lunch? And she says they eat nothing all day. They come without breakfast and go home, and it's maybe they'll get something when they get home. So with that, we knew we could do something at least at one branch, do one small gesture of goodwill and good faith. And so we started it up. Last year was our pilot program, and it quickly grew through the week as word of mouth spread that we had some lunches to offer. And we started out this year. We're already 50% more than we did last year coming forward because they knew the lunches were going to be there. So who knows where we'll be by the end of the week.
7 out of every 10 students in the Fort Smith School District receive either free or reduced lunch at school, correct?
That's right. 9,972, almost 10,000 kids in the Fort Smith District alone. It's pretty amazing. When you start looking at it at the county level, it's even more staggering. 12,800 in Sebastian County, 7,000 in Crawford County, up in your neck of the woods, 18,800 in Benton County, and Washington County has 21,600 kids that get free or reduced lunches at school. Something that's pretty hard to fathom.
And while 30 or 60 or 90 a day is great, those numbers you just mentioned show how much a drop in the bucket it really is.
Oh, yeah. And when you multiply it out to the state level, 288,000 kids, 6 out of 10 kids in the entire state of Arkansas. So we see a little bit more of it here than the state at large. I think it's about 5.6 in your neck of the woods, but still, that's one out of 10 is too many.
And if anything, perhaps this week and this sort of conversation can remind people that there are many who need help.
Yes, they do. Certainly, we don't begrudge anyone having a wonderful spring break, but we just have to realize that there's a veiled curtain there, and on the other side of it, there are some kids that this actually creates for them and their families. A crisis is how do we provide 25% more food this month than we normally do.
Ken Kupchick is the Director of Marketing and Development at the River Valley Regional Food Bank. Ken, thank you for your time.
You're quite welcome. Come down and see us.